Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello and welcome to Made by Mamas, the podcast. I'm Zoe.
And I'm Georgia.
And we're here talking all things parenthood. You know, the real conversations.
Tips and tricks.
Products we love.
And brands we can't live without.
Let's get into it.
You're in a whole heap of shit. Are you all right? Are you coping?
No, I'm all right. We are, we're pre-recording this on the week. Oh, there might be snow this week as well, but there's been snow and in Essex and apparently everything comes to a standstill.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, I do you know what? I sort of get it because I was thinking, why does the school have to open later? Because of snow. I couldn't get my head around it. But then I realised, well, then the teachers have to get there and they might have kids and then their breakfast clubs might be closed and blah, blah, blah. And now I'm like, right, okay, I understand. But it's actually just so annoying. Anyone, you know, anyone who's sort of works in the lead up to Christmas and they're trying to get everything finished before the kids break up will know, like, everything is back to back and like one tiny little thing goes out and then everything just goes to crap, basically.
Right.
So that's where I am. And so I've just been trying to move everything around and it's just like actual chaos.
If you see Georgia walking around the streets of Brentwood, kicking over snowmen, right? Yeah. Just kicking them over with their feet. You know why.
Snow!
Fuck the snow!
Oh, God. Anyway, but I'm here. How are you?
Yeah, I think I'm all right, actually. You're not going to know who you're talking to today because I'm just going to be a bit smug now. I am sorted for Christmas.
Oh, shut up.
I know this is going out on the 23rd. So on the 23rd, when you're listening to this, I'll be flying to Kenya that day. But this is the week before and I have wrapped all the presents. I have got all the stocking sorted. I am just about to finish packing us all up. And I just feel, basically, there's two ways of looking at it. Either I'm just super organized or there's just no workaround for me. No, there's no workaround for me at the moment. So I'm basically just really free all the time. I'm just free.
Oh, don't you make me feel really sick.
No, it's fine. It's fine. And this is what we say about Made by Mamas, highs and lows. You're having a shit time. I'm having a great time.
Yeah.
That's fine.
No, it's true. It is true. This time next year, you're going to have a shit time. I'm joking.
Yeah, exactly. It'll be role reversal.
No, I'm joking. I won't wish it on anyone. But yes, it's weird, actually. Another year down. Like literally another year. How many of these episodes have we done? Four now? Is it?
I don't know. That you just can't. They can't shut us up. That's why we can continue. They're trying to drag us out, kicking and screaming every week, but we just refuse to leave. No, it's been it's been a wonderful year. I feel like on reflection, looking back at the podcast, we've had some incredible conversations. Some real, like, I don't know about you, but I have left these chats feeling like I've been in therapy for an hour, you know, sometimes crying, sometimes howling with laughter. You know, it's been a real mixed bag, but actually just some really, really amazing moments to reflect on.
Yeah, I know, don't. And actually, yeah, I second that. I think sometimes we've got so much going on in our lives and then we sort of just have to sit down for an hour and have a chat. And I mean, forget about you guys. It's really good for us to do that. And I hope we're doing the same for you. You know, like you've got loads going on, but actually maybe you take an hour here and there to listen to us and it helps you to reset. And like maybe, I hope it puts you in a better mood. I know that recording them definitely helps me.
Yeah, so, 100%. And it's been outside of the podcast. You know, so many highs and lows with this year. I mean, there's been, I don't know about you, but a lot of the conversations that I've been having with friends, people have been feeling the knock-on effect from being in lockdown, and that actually this year has been quite difficult for lots of people. Mm. I know personally, lots of my friends have split up with each other. We've had breakups. We've had, you know, people losing jobs, highs and lows with that. I mean, it's been definitely tumultuous. Like it's been pretty rocky. Have you had a good one?
It's been pretty phenomenal. Yeah. Do you know what? I feel like I can't even remember this year. When you say to me like, oh, how's the year been? I'm like, I don't remember a lot, like yesterday. I don't know.
But Georgie, but you never stop.
I think that's what I mean. I think that says it all. I think it's just been absolute chaos. It hasn't, it's just, yeah. And I've said it before about a million times this year, but this is the last year before Gigi goes to school. Mm-hmm. And I've just got to soak it up and stop rushing around, really. Yeah.
Why do you rush around so much?
I don't know. I just have loads on. I don't really know how to not. I think I've always been like this.
Have you?
I actually think even before I had kids, I think about it and I was always like it. I'd always have things to do. Like I never don't have things to do.
This year has been a real year of slowing down. And actually I think I've needed it. I feel like turning 40 was quite a poignant moment for me, but I feel for sort of 20 years of my life, I've been rushing around like a lunatic, saying yes to everything, going to every event, saying yes to every single job that comes up, you know, never letting my friends down. So going to every single birthday, every single celebration. And actually, I think I put myself to the bottom of the, you know, are you okay list. Mm. And this year, you know, I've been quite vocal about it. Dozer and I had a pretty tough time in June where I wasn't sure if things were going to be okay or not. Mm. And, you know, we've been in therapy the back end of this year for the last six months and safe to say, and thank God, we've managed to pull it around. But as a result of that moment in my life where I thought, fuck, I could lose everything here, I actually really needed to reassess what I valued and what was important to me. And I think I was so busy making everybody else happy, I actually forgot what made me happy. It's been a real year of reflection.
Yeah, I was going to say sometimes like when something like that happens, it does force you. And I was going to say to you, I didn't know if it was also turning 40 where you think I don't want to go into another like decade, basically thinking like, what am I doing for myself?
Yeah.
And I think I need to take some of that from you into next year.
Do you know what? I know that you're a very happy person. You know, Georgia, as you know, if you listen to this podcast a lot, is the most steady person. You can call Georgia night or day, doesn't matter what she's coping with, and you won't really get that much or down from her.
No, I don't. I just get overwhelmed sometimes. I think that's my main thing. Mm. And I just kind of go like, and I think I've had more of those moments this year than I ever have done before.
Have you? What's been a high for you this year?
Gosh, do you know what? Like I say, it just feels like a blur this year. I've had loads of highs. We've had loads of really good time, like, you know, moments as a family, like loads. We've had, you know, just lots of lovely holidays and lots of lovely like quality time together. Yeah. I think that's been the thing this year because James has had, you know, he's changed his job and he's not around so much, but actually we are so much better at like spending quality time together now. Yeah. So that would definitely be a high. Low, I mean, I lost my granddad this year, which wasn't great, but also it was more like the knock-on effect. Like we lost my grandma or my nan, I would never call her grandma, that's so weird, just before COVID. And then my granddad's house burnt down and he had to move in with my mum and dad. And then it was just awful. And it's been more for my mum this year. I think the first half of the year, I was just really, really worried about my mum. Mm. And now I'm trying to... Yeah, I'm trying to help my mum do more for herself again and feel like herself again. So I think that's probably been a tricky thing as well. And that's probably why I have felt so overwhelmed this year, because it's not just been working, kids and husband and, you know, all that stuff. There's been other family bits and bobs going on in the background. And I've said it before as well, as an only child, this is when it is stressful because you are the only one. Yes, you don't have to share the childcare, like when it comes to your parents, but then you also have to take on all of the load.
Of course you do.
So I think next year I'm just, I guess, looking forward to not having that.
Or maybe just being more aware of it, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe being a bit more aware of it, that actually you've got other members of your family and you can't do it all, George.
No,
you're only
one
woman.
You're right.
One person. You are like the tiniest little thing I've ever seen in my life, but you are bloody strong and nothing ever seems to really rock you. But I do want, me personally as your friend, I want to see you prioritise yourself and clear your diet and just sometimes just be okay with just being, not planning for you're always the party organizer for everyone else. Oh, we're going here this weekend to do this for my friend. Oh, we've got this for my friend. It's just like, what about you?
I know. Yeah, it is. It's, yeah, it's just been a lot. But anyway,
we learn. I feel like for me, 2022 has made me a better person because of what I've had to deal with this year. And actually, like I said before, I feel like I needed, in a really weird way, obviously the way it all came out was pretty horrendous for me with, you know, various different things, with my mum getting sick and, you know, everything that happened with Dawes and all that kind of stuff. But actually, there is so, I feel like a stronger person as a result of that. And actually, I think I needed to slow down for my kids. I have enjoyed parenting more this year than I ever have done in my whole history of being a parent. That actually, I love being with my kids. And actually, I don't really want to do very much else apart from be with them. Like you said about having that family time, I'm really enjoying it. Yes, you know, I love going on a night out and I love catching up with mates, but really, you know, I grew up in this household that was just full of love and laughter. I feel very lucky. And now I want to replicate that for them. So me being more present for them, I've done more school runs, more school drop-offs, you know, because we lost Lucy. We only have Tara that's helping us now. So I can be there for those things. And I'm okay that maybe I've taken a slight step back with certain aspects of my career this year as well. I just needed to do it. I needed to we all needed to be together this year.
We'll be right back after this short break.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome back to this episode of Made by Mamas. Now, where were we?
No, and I think, do you know what? It's easier said than done, like to say, you know, if I was talking to a friend, if I was talking to you, you know, like we're in business together, but
yeah.
I would say to you, don't let your business above your family ever.
No.
Because, you know, especially if you're an employee, more so, if something happened to you, one of my friends is like a recruiter and she said, if something happened to you, she says this to like people that she employs, tomorrow I'd be advertising for your job. So don't, like, basically she's like, it's harsh, but like don't think that we wouldn't, and don't think life wouldn't go on.
So true,
you know. No, it's so true. But who wouldn't get up the next day? Who wouldn't be able to get up the next day and get out of bed? It would be your family. So you know, it's difficult, especially in like this, you know, times when everything is cost so much. It can be really difficult to sort of not put work and money first, but you really have to. Like,
I know.
You really have got to.
Health.
We've had, yeah,
health,
exactly.
Health, happiness, and you know, and being around your kids. Yeah. Like you were just about to say, weren't you, George, that we've had loads of people sending in their sort of their reflections from the year, some questions for us. I'm going to kick off with Kelly. All highs, new house, bossing it at work, and finally finding my flow with motherhood. Kelly, you absolute mum boss.
Woohoo! I love that. Kicking off with a positive one. That's
brilliant.
So good.
Love that.
I love it when everything comes together. Like, new house, everything's going well at work, and you're finding your flow with motherhood. It will
brilliant.
Come. Anyone listening who doesn't feel like that, it will absolutely come. This is from Eve. How to put joy into the everyday grind of motherhood.
So other side of the coin, that. And that's why I love you guys, because one person listening is having the time of their life and the other person's hating every second of it.
Yeah.
How to put joy. Okay, Georgia and I have said this time and time again, but it's really important. A lot of the time, it's going to feel like an upheaval every single day. You're going to be tearing your hair out, screaming, shouting, getting children who don't listen to you, you know, getting the nose, you know, just finding it, just dredge. It's just like, it's like wading through mud that you're never going to cut. You feel you're never going to come out of. So my advice to you is try and carve out, even if it's 10 or 15 minutes every single day, that's it, with the kids, just doing something for them, like a game of guess who. Gives my kids so much happiness. It makes me feel like I've been a present mum. And then I'm like, oh, actually, do you know what? It's actually been quite nice with them today. You're not going to get that every day, but it's quality time over quantity. Because a lot of the time, it's crap.
Yeah, no, I was going to say that. And you know what, actually, this morning, right at the moment, Gigi wants to be carried like everywhere, right? And it does my head in, especially when it's like snowing and I'm going to skid over it and, you know, like all of that. And so before I've been like, oh, Gigi, you should, like, you're too old to be carried. Like, you're not going to be able to do this when you go to school, blah, 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 blah. And then today I thought, right, stop this. Like, actually stop this. I'm not going to physically be able to carry her when she's six. I can't actually carry her. I can't lift Axel up. Like, I can't even lift him up. And so I just walked along the road and I just thought, just enjoy this. Like, and I like gave her a little cuddle and like she looked at me in the eyes and she was so happy and she's like smiling. And I was like, right, okay, this is a, this is annoying. Carrying a child is annoying, but I don't need to rush. I can just block everything out and just do the one thing she wants me to
do. Really good advice.
Yeah. And like sometimes those little asks are feel like, oh, this is such an inconvenience. But sometimes if you just do them and you see the happiness on their face and you're like, right, okay, it's actually fine. It's
love
not
that,
a big
George.
Deal.
Yeah. What a lovely reflection.
But it was really nice. It actually was really nice. And I really like actually loved doing that this morning.
Go on, George. Kathy says, started a new job after 13 years at home and I love it. I feel so lucky to have done both. Go on, Kathy.
God, I love that. 13 years at home and, you know, going back to work. That's brilliant. Incredible.
Yeah, amazing. High fives.
Yeah, and anyone else listening, it's never too late to go
never
back.
Too late.
A question. This is from Sarah. Do you set New Year's goals or make resolutions?
I'm a goal setter.
Are you? Yeah.
I'm a goal setter. Yeah, I've got some big goals for next year. Top of the list, get an amazing TV show away. I've written one. We filmed the pilot. I'm in the air and it's fucking happening next year if I have to kill someone to do it. I'm so excited. It's going to happen. And next year is going to be my year to get back on the box. That's the big
one. Love it.
Obviously, outside of World Domination with Made by Mamas launching our new business.
I know. No. I know. Yeah. So, no, actually, that's probably a goal for me, like just to get the investment and get it going.
Yes.
But actually, like, I'd never set proper goals before. And then last year on New Year's Eve, we were with some friends and they said, right, what are your goals for next year? And I was a bit like, well, this is awkward. This got serious. and I said we would do a Made by Mamas live. And
we did
and
it.
I know. And we did it. And I remember my friend's husband like checking in maybe like halfway through the year. And he was like, are you going to do that then? And I was like, yeah, we are. And it kind of got to like September. And I thought, shit, we're not going to do it. And then we did.
Yes, we did it.
So I think I am going to set goals again.
Yes, let's do
because
it.
Because I feel like they'll happen.
Let's set our Made by Mamas goals together.
Right, okay. Let's definitely do it. Love it.
Someone says, just wanted to say the biggest thank you to the both of you. So that's really nice.
I love
thanks
that.
Thanks for listening, gang.
Oh, this is exciting. I'm going to be a mummy next year. Any tips?
Oh my God, how long have you got?
I know. You probably need to go back through all the podcasts now and start listening. We ask this to our guests. What would be the one piece of advice you would give to a new parent? Or what is the best piece of advice you've ever been given?
Yeah, so I would say to this amazing person who's going to be a mummy next year, congratulations. I would say it doesn't matter how many pieces of advice you get, you will always know in your gut and your gut will always be right. Follow it.
That's funny because I was literally going to say, trust your gut.
There we go, we're the same.
but like seriously do. And also when, you know, soak it up, like really do soak it up. I know so many people say that, like really enjoy it, but it's actually okay for like the first 2 months if you don't really want to get dressed. It is it is really okay. Don't let anybody outside of your, you know, little bubble try and tell you that it's not and that you should be getting on with things. You really don't have to, and everything takes time and everything will come. So yeah, that would be mine.
Love that. New career promotion in January 23, but I'm really scared of the impact on family balance. Oh my gosh, that's literally yin and yang, isn't it? It's like she's so excited about the fact, and you should be really proud of yourself for getting that new promotion at work. Well done you. But also obviously that fear is going to come up about, you know, are you going to see your kids less? You know, how is it going to be for them? Are they going to be feeling the impact of not having you around as much? All I will say to you is that they will look at you and be like, wow, I am so, so proud of what mum has achieved. And, you know, as long as you keep reiterating that, there probably will be times, like my kids say to me every night, are you leaving in the morning? Will you be here when I wake up? I only do breakfast for 7 weeks in the summer and they're still wanging on about the fact that I leave every night. And I just keep reiterating the same thing, that mummy loves her job. You know, it makes me really happy, but I love you more and I'll always be here for you. Just got to keep saying the same thing and just do it until you're not happy with your job any longer. Like that might, it might never happen.
Exactly. Yeah. And the thing is, it actually might be fine. Like you might be worrying for no reason. So I wouldn't worry about it. And then I'd kind of deal with it when you kind of get there. Don't waste time worrying about something that hasn't happened yet. This is from Izzy. Gave birth to my second child in November after suffering a miscarriage in 2021.
Rainbow baby. That's amazing. Congratulations, Izzy. Wow. What a wonderful thing to have happened to you this year. That's brilliant.
Yeah. And I think if anyone is going through like fertility issues or has been through a miscarriage this year, I think it's usually times like Christmas, the new year, that you can feel like another year has passed and, you know, you haven't got to where you wanted to be, like with your family, or it's another year of disappointment. But I think when you hear these positive stories and, you know, you know, Izzy's reflecting that, you know, she's had a baby this year and this time last year, she wouldn't have even known that that would have been happening because she, you know, gave birth in November. So I just think sometimes the new year is a really good time to reset. And just think, right, okay, like this can be a fresh start if I want it to be. And I don't know what the end of the year is going to bring. My life might be completely different this time next year. So don't give up hope.
Definitely don't give up hope.
Yeah.
And I just want to finish on this one. Because, you know, there's been positives in this podcast, but also lots of people have had a really tough year as well. Hardest year, welcome baby number two in January. She was so difficult and we are beyond exhausted. And that is parenting in a nutshell. And all me and Georgia want to say to you is that it's not going to last forever. You have got to, this is the hardest part of your life. You have to dig in, cling on for dear life. Keep talking to your partner. If there's, you know, if you've got a partner on the scene, just keep talking to your friends, family, telling people how you're feeling. And, you know, it will pass. You feel like it's never, ever, ever going to end. And it does.
Yeah, it does. Things do get better. And you'll have heard like us talking about it, even, you know, people who've sent in their questions today. You find your flow and things do ease up. Thank you. Thanks to everyone. Absolutely. Thank you to everyone who sent in their questions and stories. We really do appreciate it.
Absolutely loved it. And here's to an amazing 2023, Georgia. As always, we would love you to rate, review, subscribe and give the podcast a little follow.
Yeah, and any feedback on the podcast this year, please do drop us a DM on Instagram. We're on @MadeByMamas, or anyone you'd like to hear from as well. Do let us know, because we are going to be planning for next year.
And Georgia, should we say it together?
Happy Christmas!
Made by Mamas is an Insanity podcast production, and today's episode was produced by the lovely Charlotte Mason.
Insanity Group.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.